This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so take all that reporting that Mitchell just did and come back with me to the land of how is this happening? Millions of people have lost their jobs. Small businesses are set to go under at a terrifying clip. And consumers, I mean, we just did that, right? And yet the housing market is kind of booming. The Case-Shiller National Home Price Index came out today, and it showed that existing home prices were up 4.3% in June compared to the same time last year. Last month, that is July, according to the Census Bureau, a frenzy in new home buying pushed prices up for them more than 7% from a year earlier. And yet, buying a house has actually become more affordable. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains what's going on here.
Home prices keep rising for one simple reason. There's still more demand than supply.
So that creates bidding wars, driving up prices.
That's Mark Fleming, chief economist at the title insurance company First American.
But at the same time, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage dropped below, this is heresy to say it, 3% in July.
He says that offsets higher prices by reducing monthly mortgage payments, making homes more affordable. First American's Real House Price Index, which adjusts for income and interest rates, is down almost 5% from a year ago. That's nationally, though. Fleming says in cities hard hit by job losses, like New York, Pittsburgh, Orlando, and St. Louis, affordability has declined.
Because even with low rates, your incomes have gone down in recent months.
That could spread to more markets if the economy and unemployment get worse. There's also more to affordability than the monthly payments. Daryl Fairweather is chief economist with Redfin. She says when prices go up,
that creates a big barrier for down payments because you still have to put down 20% if you're going with a conventional loan.
To make homeownership truly affordable, she says we need more houses. Builders are making progress on that in spite of lockdowns and social distancing requirements, but she says it's going to take a long time to dig out of a hole that's been a decade in the making. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.